Welcome to Boozy Books and Movies, where we have a themed alcoholic beverage and discuss books and then how they compare to their movie or TV show counterparts.
Disclaimer, we are explicit, we talk about alcohol, we cover sensitive topics, and best of all, you do not have to read the books or have watched the show or movie to enjoy this podcast. Hello, and welcome or welcome back to Boozy Books and Movies. My name is Melina.
And my name is Colton.
And today, we are continuing our discussion of The Witcher, The Last Wish book.
Woo!
We're getting near the end.
Yeah.
Last week, let's see, Geralt and Dandelion went fishing, and they fished out a djinn instead of a fish, so they left hungry, and Dandelion left this encounter injured, and so they went to a town, asked for help of someone named Yennefer, and Yennefer, heals him, they're at Tiridian's house. This is a very brief synopsis, if you need more detail, go back. And then Geralt he doesn't know what's happening, basically, is kind of where he's repaying the debt to Yennefer.
Right.
And he blacks out. So,
yep.
That's where we're starting, is after the blackout.
Right.
Assessing the damage, basically.
Yep.
But first,
alcohol! Woo! Alright, so in front of me I have a goblet, and if you would like to also see what this goblet is, you can go onto our Instagram page at Boozy Books and Movies. It looks just like a regular red wine, nothing too crazy about it. There's some bubbles on it, so I'm assuming it's like a sweet wine, but we'll see. Smell it up, it's a red wine, yep, I can confirm. Alright, time to sip it. Oh my god, I was right. Oh man, that is sweet. Oh gosh, okay. Good golly, Miss Molly. I don't know what flavor that is supposed to be, other than I can identify that it is a red wine, and it's sweet.
It really, that's really kind of the only notes I'm getting to this. It is a sparkling wine, which you kind of figured out.
Yep.
This is a wine I got from Costco.
Ooh.
It is Berry Fizz. It's a semi-sweet wine, and it says serve chilled, so.
There it is.
That's about what it
is. That's what it is.
Berry flavored.
Yeah.
I was trying to see. Oh, there is a 9% alcohol per volume in this bottle, which is not, is that normal for a wine? I don't even know.
Yeah, that's pretty normal. All right, so now we're wined up and ready to go.
Just don't want the electronics to be too close to the wine. Right. I'm clumsy. Geralt, or Gerald, as my Word document says, because for some reason, autocorrect has fixed it for me, even though I tried adding it to the dictionary, and it just still says Geralt. All right.
Section 6.
Yes, section 6. Geralt wakes up to Tiridian, lifting him up and saying that he had been unconscious for a while, which we kind of, gathered from where we ended last week. They have been thrown in a dungeon, and Geralt wants to know how long they've been in there, and asks, the other prisoners that are in there with him. But the other prisoners don't respond. So he asks again. He's like, all right, are you deaf? What's going on? They say that they were thrown in for stealing and they don't want to get involved in the political matters that Geralt is involved in. Telling them what day it is a political matter, but whatever. But they did say something about attacking authorities. So I'm guessing, Yennefer made Geralt attack somebody. Geralt is like, Tiridian, did I attack authorities? Tiridian is like, yeah, dude, you don't remember? I'm writing. Okay, Geralt had walked into a... So, Geralt started his journey that we learned last week. His last thought was
it was gonna rain.
It was gonna rain. So,
after that, he walked out after into that, the village.
Yeah, he walks in... The first thing he does is he walks into a pawn shop, punches the owner in the teeth, kicked him several times when he was down, and threw his assistant out the window when he tried to step in to help. So, solid. Not off to a great start.
Good
here.
Good stuff, yep.
And Geralt's I kind of doubt that was the end of it either.
Yeah.
So next, he goes and pulls the apothecary out of his house and makes a speech about not calling someone a whore when they had never been was childish and punishable, which is kind of funny because isn't Yennefer, isn't this kind of childish as well?
Yes.
So obviously, the apothecary had called Yennefer a whore. So, but she said she had never been. He pulls down the man's pants and thrashed his arse with a belt. Both those men were on the town council and had wanted Yennefer, like, kicked out of the town.
Right.
Armed guards had come up to try and stop Geralt next, but armed only with an ash cane and a pommel, he left all of the men laying on the ground, because he's the goat. After that, he made his way over to the temple, but he was stopped by an entire unit of guards in front of the temple. Right before he reached them, he fainted.
Hmm.
So I'm guessing something... Obviously, he was...
He served his purpose.
He was put under some sort of spell, and that spell had been worn off, basically. Right. And it could have worn off early, too, because we know that he is less susceptible to magic as other people, and Yennefer is probably trying to, like, see, you know, test that, because, again, we're back to the whole, no one knows what a Witcher is and is trying to test him at all times.
Right.
So Tiridion was trying to stop them from killing Geralt, which is how he also found himself imprisoned. So that's why Tiridion is also in prison. Basically, they will probably both be killed for this, and then I have damn Yennefer. There were already guitars? What is this? Was I sober when writing this? This sentence says, there were already guitars walking down the hallway. I think they're supposed to be guards.
Yes.
And one pointed to Geralt, and a few others restrained him. The apothecary had sent a message asking if he was enjoying the dungeon. If he was cold, then he was punched in the stomach. He says that the counselor would be pleased that Geralt has no complaints. I mean, I'm sure Geralt has complaints. He was just, like, punched in the stomach and couldn't talk, but whatever. I'm not quite sure how this worked out, but what?
What is wrong with you?
I don't...
What did you write?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure how this worked out, but some sort of magic is at work, and Geralt says he does have one wish, and that is for the guard to burst. So the man turns red, gobbled like a turkey, and literally combusted. Gross.
Yeah. Bursted.
Yeah. Like, Harry's aunt.
Kinda, yeah.
Well, I think she does burst in the books.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
It's been a while since I've read those.
Sure.
But that is the end of section 6.
All right.
Kinda gross. Guts splattered all over herself.
Yeah. Alright, section number 7. Geralt and Tiridion are seated on a bench, and they are currently being scolded by the mayor, Neville, and the priest, who I don't remember what his name was at the moment, but I'm sure it's important. In there. He's definitely important.
Well, he is important, but I don't think his name is important. It's just important that he's the priest and he's on a council.
That's fair. So the mayor is having a hard time finding the words to describe how inhumane what happened to the guard that Geralt burst.
In his defense, Geralt didn't, like, mean to.
Well, yeah, that's true.
He doesn't, like, I'm not saying that he regrets it, but right. I'm just saying that, like, his one wish was that for the guard to burst. Like, right. I don't think he really knew what was at play yet. It's true.
So the mayor just kind of assumed that Yennefer was behind this, because that she-devil, she's just...
whore.
Yeah, just a whore.
We love Yennefer, by the way.
Eventually, they start to begin connecting the dots that Yennefer wanted revenge on select people for their specific wrongdoings. The mayor turns to Geralt and Tiridion and demands a full explanation of the events that have occurred. Geralt does so and explains most of the story. Mayor Neville asks what a genie is and why an enchantress would want to capture one. Krep, I think is the priest, explains that enchanters draw their power from the four forces of nature, air, water, fire, and earth, pretty much Avatar the Last Airbender. There are four types of genies that match these four forces. So, djinns are air creatures, marids or whatever are water, afreet.
Myriads, I think.
Sure, and then afrets are fire, and daos are earth or some shit. I don't fucking know.
So there's a being for each one.
Right.
Like a genie type thing?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So Yennefer can capture a genie and use them to make her power for her instead of using, like, other, like, nature type stuff. I think we eventually learn, like, what the sorcerer's powers really come from, but essentially it's they draw from nature around them, but so their powers are only as strong as their surroundings, essentially. But if they capture a genie, then it's, like, pretty much limitless. So that's why the genie is so...
I'm sure that's kind of like a folklore type thing. I mean, obviously these books are very much based on folklore.
Right.
But I just feel like a genie is, like, especially, we're going to refer back to Aladdin again.
Right.
About how, like, they have literally, like, infinite power, and right. it's not really tied to anything, which in a lot of, like, mythology and stuff, that usually means it's, like, black magic or dark magic when it's not actually tied to the earth.
Sure. So Mayor Neville and Geralt talk about how, like, certain sorcerers have used genies to do magical feats in the past, such as a genie being used to move a mountain because it obscured the wizard's tower's view. So he wanted a better view, so he made a genie move a whole mountain. And then how...
Imagine having that power. Like, I want my view out of my house to be a little bit different. Right. Can you just move this?
Yeah, just move this mountain. Joffrey or something, Monic or some... Joffrey, it could have been all kinds of different, you know, autocorrect or something. But apparently there was this wizard that used whirlwinds and hurricanes to get what he wanted. And then Geralt says that the one that they encountered at the river didn't fulfill anything. He just threw himself at Dandelion's throat. Krep says that genies are spiteful and deceitful beings. They do not like being packed into bottles. So he's probably just, you know, rashing out. Yeah, right.
Who would?
Well, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Geralt explains that he did chase the genie away with an exorcism. He keeps going back to this. Everyone keeps telling him that he's a moron, but...
Literally.
Yeah, he says, he's an exorcism and scared the genie away. And then they're like, well, okay, what exorcism did he use? And so he repeats the exorcism, and the priest is deeply offended and tells him to never repeat that, and says, you know, do not repeat what you do not understand, you moron, yeah. pretty much is what he said.
So this is the second time that girl has been told, don't repeat that.
Yeah.
Right. I really want to know what it is.
We find out.
Do we?
We do. They, so, like, the group is, like, talking and stuff, and they're all kind of like, well, they really want to know what Yennefer's plans are for the genie, what she wants to use the genie for. But then all of a sudden, as they're talking about it, Dandelion materializes in the middle of town hall from a portal, just falls straight out of the sky, lands on the ground. And it's just kind of like, what happened? Dandelion yells out all of a sudden that Geralt is innocent. And then he kind of jumps up. He says that he has no idea what has happened, and they start asking him questions. So he just comes in, messes some stuff up, and then he gets pelted with questions. So when he awoke, from his trance, from the procedure or whatever, from being, you know, hit with the genie, he says that he saw Yennefer. She told him to say this, essentially. And so she told him to say, my wish is for you to believe that that the Witcher is not guilty for what has occurred. And that and no other is my wish. So it was very specific wording there for a reason. Mm-hmm. But essentially, yeah, so that's what he said to them now. Dandelion would like to... Now that he has completed his task set forth by Yennefer, he would like to go to a tavern and meet some barmaids.
Of course he does.
Mayor Neville explains that instead of a tavern, Dandelion actually should belong in a jail cell. Krep the priest kind of butts in. So Krep kind of understands what's going on and explains that Yennefer wanted Dandelion to use up his last wish from the genie by saying, you know, it's not the Witcher's fault. And so if he were to have used up his last wish, then she could capture the genie before it left to its own dimensions or something. Mm-hmm. So since this last wish was said, all of a sudden they hear thunder coming from outside. So, thunder strikes so loudly, and they run to the window, and Dandelion sees that the genie is above the tavern. The priest says that Yennefer must have caught the genie, because they see a magical light coming from inside. So essentially, Yennefer has casted some sort of spell, and it's like tethering the genie to the location, the pentagram that she had in the, mm-hmm. the upstairs room. And so she's battling with this genie, and this genie is flying around up in the sky. So... Geralt compares what he sees to when one of his friends from Kaer Morhen, Eskel, he compares the situation to Eskel capturing a forest bumblebee with a string. So essentially imagine a bee flying around but tethered down by a string is essentially how Geralt explains the situation.
Interesting.
So the djinn is circling the roof, flying up and down, diving and springing up and whatever, tied down. destroying neighboring buildings, and this freaks the mayor out. The mayor hates this. He, you know, he's like, to save the town. Oh,
yeah,
no.
He's like, my precious town. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just being destroyed.
Right.
And it's not very easy. I'm sure there's no insurance or anything. It's not very easy to, like...
There is insurance, actually.
There is. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
but just, like, the fact of that these people didn't have a whole lot, and this is a very small town, and there, it sounds like there's, like, not that many buildings, even.
Yeah, right. So, the priest says that when there isn't an exceptionally strong genie such as this, it will eventually start to wear down Yennefer until the spell breaks, he destroys her, and then escapes. Geralt is scheming, thinking things up, trying to figure out what to do. He asks the priest if the priest could regain the portal from the town hall, like, center area where Dandelion fell through. The priest explains that there is not a trace of the portal left since it has dissipated, but Geralt says that a portal always leaves a trace, even when invisible. Like, leaves a trace, even though the trace could be invisible.
Yeah.
So Geralt asks him to cast a spell, but the priest says that he is not a godless sorcerer. He doesn't cast spells, but his power comes from faith and prayer. Geralt asks if he could do it, and the priest eventually says, yeah, I could do it. So Geralt makes everyone leave the room, just in case this doesn't work and everyone explodes. the priest tries to give Geralt a blessing before they, go on this great magical journey. But Geralt says there's no time. The priest casts the spell of protection on himself instead and asks Geralt to examine his conscience, look deep within yourself and, you know, make sure you've done everything you can in the eyes of the Lord. The priest opens the portal, but before Geralt enters the portal, he asks what the exorcism meant that he's been giving when he cast out the genie before. He asked, you know, what does that exorcism mean? Everyone keeps telling me that I'm stupid for saying it. What does it actually mean? So the priest says, well, essentially, what you said means get out of here and go fuck yourself.
I mean... It's kind of what an exorcism is.
That's true. I mean, get out of here, you spirit. Go fuck yourself. Geralt enters the portal and he describes it as entering nothingness, where cold stifled the laughter which was shaking him, because he was laughing at the meaning of his exorcism. But it's all darkness now. So that is the end of section number 7. That was a long one, but yeah, that's kind of what's going on. The whole place is going to shit, man.
Your section 9 is like a sentence.
It's adorable, yeah.
My section 8 is much longer. It's like more than a page.
Oh, man.
So.
Yep.
Yep. This will be fun.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
All right. Section 8. So, obviously, Geralt, you know, he just left the priest. It's honestly kind of surprising to me that Geralt, like, is willingly walking into a portal, because he's usually very anti-portal.
Mm-hmm.
But he did.
Right. Amsterdam.
I don't know. What is this supposed to be?
Amsterdam soon found himself.
But he did Amsterdam soon find himself. No. Dude. I think it was supposed to be and... I think it was just supposed to be and, but he did, and soon found himself. So the keyboard was, I think I know the issue. Keyboard was dead, so I was trying to, like, do the touch keyboard.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, swiping across the letters, and it was doing a whole bunch of other stuff. So pretty sure the Amsterdam and some of these other issues was just from the dead keyboard and me forgetting to charge it for 3 days. But, but Geralt stepped through the portal and soon found himself in Eredil's Tavern, which is where, you know, Dandelion just came from, where Yennefer is.
Yep.
So he finds Yennefer kneeling on the floor over a spear. Yennefer sees him and jumps up and raises her hands at him. Geralt yells at her to not, and that he wants to help her. She laughs a little and is like, You really want to help me? Even after, like, after everything I just made you do and put you in jail? He says yes, but she says she doesn't need help from him and for him to get out of there because it's getting dangerous, that the djinn is getting stronger instead of weakening. Geralt says, well, yeah, it's gonna break and kill you. She claims that she is not so easy to kill. But then, like, as on cue, the whole roof of the tavern lights in flames.
Solid.
She says the djinn found her and is creating a portal in the ceiling, like, on top of the tavern to get to her. She says she cannot stop it, but she can open up a portal to get Geralt out to safety. She tells Geralt to get ready, but before Geralt can go through the portal, the ceiling disappears into a portal, and the djinn starts to, like, come through the ceiling. Yennefer hits it with some sort of spell, and it goes straight for her neck. Apparently really likes necks, because that's what it did to Dandelion as well.
Yeah.
Geralt tackles Yennefer and pulls her aside and behind him. The djinn comes fully through the portal, and Geralt tries to throw one of his signs at it, but, like, obviously it's kind of a lesser magic and doesn't really do anything. It roars at Geralt, and Yennefer tells Geralt to go through the portal she made, but he says only if she goes as well. Yennefer is throwing spells at the genie left and right, but it's still able to, like, keep inching closer to her, and she was not backing down. Geralt grabs her waist with one hand, grabs her hair with the other. She curses at him, elbows him in the neck. He could still smell her scent of lilac and gooseberries as he stops her kicking legs and backs up into the portal with her in his arms. So this portal drops them into the middle of a ballroom. They crash into a table, and, like, all the food, dishes, everything on it went on the table went flying. This is not, like, an empty ballroom. Everyone is, like, dancing and having a party. So everyone stops dancing and starts, like, screaming. Then everyone goes quiet, and Yennefer starts screaming at Geralt, calling him an idiot and saying that she had almost won against the djinn. Geralt said, no, you weren't even close, and that I just saved your life. She hisses at him. Geralt grabs her by the wrists before she could hit him with a spell, and they, like, roll around fighting amongst the scattered food and dishes. So someone walks up to them and is like, where's your invitation to this ball? Yennefer tells the man to screw himself and continues to try and claw Geralt's eyes out. The man starts prattling on about going to the Council of Wizards for using teleportation when they shouldn't be. Yennefer slaps Geralt across the face, kicks him in the shin, and tries to flee through the portal that was fading quickly. Geralt caught her hair and belt, and she elbows him, which made her dress tear at the armpit, exposing a breast, and an oyster flies out. Because they're rolling around in food, and oyster got, like, stuck in her dress, and, like, it flies out when he rips her dress.
Solid.
So there's boobs and oysters flying. They both fall through the portal, and the man tells the music to continue to play, and no one to mind the incident that has just happened. Like, that's what the man is saying in the ballroom as they're, like, fading away from it. Geralt thought that, like, through his mind, he's, like, thinking that every time I go through a portal, the chance of, like, an incident is just, like, multiplying.
Right.
And he's not entirely wrong, because they materialized close to the ceiling in the tavern and, like, fell to the floor. He thought Yennefer had passed out, but she must have been just momentarily stunned, because she punches him in the face. They're continuing this fight.
Well, yeah.
She continues to hit him, and he grabs her wrists, but then she tries to headbutt him, and to avoid that, of course, he had to put his face just smack dab in her cleavage.
Well, you know.
And another mention of smelling her, like, lilac and gooseberry scent.
Yeah, you know.
But this time, there's a little bit of oyster smell mixed in as well.
Oh, gosh. That's disgusting.
Yennefer calls him an idiot again and says that she needs to strengthen the fetters that are holding, like, the tether, you know, tethers that are holding the djinn in place, and that is about to escape. Geralt just holds her and keeps her on the ground. She keeps swearing at him and trying to, like, wrestle and break free. She knees him in the crotch and is able to break free of his grasp. She says an incantation, and it throws Geralt across the room, slams him into a chest of drawers so hard that it shatters the dresser. And that is the end of my section.
Nice.
Section 8. All right, we are going to end it there this week. And next week, we will continue this saga with Geralt and Yennefer.
Bow, bow, bow. The Last Wish.
Uh-huh. We're nearing the end of the book here.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. As always, thanks so much for listening. We would love to connect with you on social media. Our Instagram is Boozy Books and Movies, and that is where we post all of the pictures of our drinks. Twitter, or X, is at Boozy Book Movie, where we post our episode updates. And we have a TikTok, which is also Boozy Book Movie. And our email is boozybooksandmovies@gmail.com if you want to reach out to us. Please rate and review us wherever you are listening, and don't forget to listen every Monday.